Today's Leading Women, episode 665, with the wonderful Haley Lynn Gray.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Haley Lynn Gray. Haley Lynn Gray is the founder and owner of Leadership Girl, a graduate of Duke's Figueroa School of Business, and a serial entrepreneur. In addition to her many business ventures, she's also a wife, a mom of four, and a Girl Scout leader. Haley is passionate about helping women achieve their potential and empowers them to overcome obstacles in leadership positions and entrepreneurial ventures. After starting and growing several businesses of her own to success, Haley wanted to provide the benefit of her experience and expertise to others. And so she began coaching small business owners so they could achieve their own successes. At Leadership Girl, Haley supports entrepreneurs and contributes to their success by offering business building services for small businesses such as business coaching, business plan development, and strategy sessions. To learn more, visit www.leadershipgirl.com. Again, that's www.leadershipgirl.com. Women of the World, Miss Haley Lynn Gray. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Haley, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Leadership Girl. Love that name as well. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge, and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind.
Okay, great.
So let's start with the business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Okay, so I started Leadership Girl when I was at Duke getting my MBA. I discovered that there is a dearth of women going through the MBA program. Only 10% of my class was women. And I started doing some research into the number of women that are in leadership positions and the number of women that are entrepreneurs. And looking around, and you see that women are 50% of the population, yet they don't make up 50% of entrepreneurs, and they don't make up 50% of leadership positions in corporations. Not that I think that we necessarily should, because there obviously are, you know, family care issues there, but certainly not be at the 5 or 10% range. And I think that women have so many opportunities out there and opportunities to really make a difference for their families and improve their quality of life by pursuing entrepreneurial adventures versus being relying on minimum wage jobs or being stuck in a job that's a poor fit for somebody who is taking care of their families.
I love what I'm hearing about your business and how this idea came about. I love that you've carved out this niche, because yes, I agree with you. I mean, part of the big topic that we cover here also is the work-life balance for us women who are juggling many roles as a mom, a wife, a career, a business owner. And I love that you are here. You carve out this niche to help them achieve their potential and, you know, empower them as well. And that is such That's such a great thing about being an entrepreneur, because you are able to impact other people's lives because of what you do. And with you, you are inspiring or empowering them to overcome these obstacles, especially in those positions, that the higher positions that you are in, and be able to juggle life and business and work. Oh, beautiful. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
For me, it's actually seeing the results. When I get to see a client where I have helped them do something that they otherwise necessarily wouldn't be able to do, or being able to save a client $50,000 on a startup project, which was half of his entire startup budget. For me, it's really that those little baby steps at times where you see somebody have small successes that lead to such larger successes. Those are the things that really excite me. Is just seeing other people succeed and seeing the results.
Yes, I mean, nothing is as inspiring and gratifying than seeing the results of the clients that we work with as a result of what we are helping them with or what we're putting out there. Absolutely. I mean, it brings me so much joy, and I could feel that inspiration from you when your clients say, oh, you've made a difference in their lives. They're saying thank you because you've helped them get to where they want to go, especially in their career and their business. Such an inspiration.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
To me, I started off by basically hitting a wall and realizing that where I was in corporate America really was not a good fit for me as a person. And for me as a mom, and meeting my personal, emotional, mental needs. I think that realizing, you know, what I don't need and what I do need were important components in all of this. And then moving forward and going out and starting my business and being very persistent and very consistent. I do what I say I'm going to do. I show up. I play the game. I am delivering exactly what I tell people I'm going to deliver. I over-deliver. And I under-promise. And I think that that's really important in any business. I've learned that sales is a tremendous portion of any business, that most people tend to underestimate the amount of sales involved, whether it's in my home care agency business or my senior placement company. Nobody really wants to do sales because they feel like it's sort of icky and kind of scary. But the reality is that sales is the lifeblood of the company. So learning that the sales component is absolutely critical and is a requirement for actually building the business. So those things and those realizations, and then learning how to do sales, because I come from a technology background. I'm an engineer by training. And then I had got my MBA, but I really had to learn how to sell, because that was not something that I ever did in the first 20 years of my career.
Oh, so important. So that's persistence, being consistent, over-delivering, and of course, learning and doing sales. Yes, I agree with you. It's the lifeblood of our business. We have to do it. This is our main skill, main task as a business owner. And selling, I know it's been, the word, some of other people get scared when saying sale or when talking about sales. But if you look at it in the perspective of, wow, you are just spreading your message so they can reach the people that you want to serve, because if you don't do that, you won't be able to serve them. So I look at it in that concept of, wow, I need to be able to find a way to reach these people. And of course, being remunerated back for the services that we provide, the value that we provide.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I think that I've run into a number of different barriers. First of all, my husband is very supportive. However, when I quit my corporate job, he made the assumption that since I was working from home, I was available to help with things around the house. And he couldn't understand why he would go to work in the morning and he'd come back in the evening and there were still dishes in the sink and I hadn't run errands and I didn't get to the post office that day. And yet I had been in my desk or out marketing and doing sales the entire day. And so I literally may not have even had time to eat lunch. But he couldn't understand because he was going to work and then he was coming back and I was here, or in his mind, I was here and thus I was available to do these things the entire time. So there was definitely a huge element of challenge in our relationship because he had to understand that even though I was working from home or I had a little bit more flexibility, it didn't mean that I was technically available to take care of things in the home. So that put a tremendous amount of stress in our home life and in our marriage, because certainly, you know, getting that point across to him and the point where he finally started to understand, okay, yes, you really are doing that. I will say at times the business has been very challenging financially because one of the things you get used to in a job is having a regular cash flow. You know when money is going to come in and you know exactly how much is going to come in and you can budget on that. When you're an entrepreneur, your income is a little bit more unpredictable. You don't always know 100% that a client's going to pay or sign up. So certainly getting good at closing rates is important, but you really have to manage cash flow and be aware of keeping enough cash in the bank so that you can afford to do the things that you absolutely have to do, like paying the mortgage, keeping a roof over your head and food on the table, and managing, figuring out, okay, well, I can pay a little bit extra on my child's tuition this month, and then, you know, maybe next month I'll pay a little bit extra over here, and managing the cash flows that come in, and also maintaining enough of a buffer cash-wise so if somebody doesn't pay on time that you're okay. So I say that those have been kind of two of the biggest challenges for me.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to what you said. I mean, in the beginning, my husband too, or even my family, my mom, you know, when I told her that I'm quitting my nursing job and being an entrepreneur, and she had no clue what it was. I didn't grow up in a family of entrepreneurs, so entrepreneurship for me was an alien word. I mean, I have to learn a lot, but my mom didn't understand, and my husband too, of course, he was very supportive, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, working from home myself, I mean, being at the computer most of the time, sometimes I have to use up some of the times that we have to spend with each other and with the family, and wow, and then he said, wow, this is worse than you when you were having your own, your regular job. So it's really important to communicate and set those expectations to them. And yeah, I mean, it's hard in the beginning, especially if you have an online business, for example, that you operate from home. Sometimes it's hard to let our family understand what we're doing until we get those results. But hopefully that won't deter you from moving or continuing to do what it is that you want to do. Cash flow, of course, and I'm sure a lot of us are, that's an ongoing challenge that we need to get to a point that we are maintaining that cash flow. And yeah, for our listeners who are starting out, you know, when I started my business, I was doing this on the side while having my part-time job. I went from a full-time to a part-time job because I needed that time. But that gave me that cushion, that financial cushion, and reduced the stress of thinking of, wow, and pressure of making money right away. So really important to find those resources and ways that you can maintain cash flow. Won't be too stressed about it, and that would complicate matters as well. So great lessons here that Haley just shared with us. Let's learn from them. All right, let's talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. And, you know, the real challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
I live and die by my schedule, which may sound a little bit funny, but it is absolutely true. I schedule time for my children into my schedule. I treat them every bit as much like an appointment. It probably sounds a little bit funny, but I know that on my calendar that I am booked from certain time to a certain time every single day, that I am driving my kids to activities, we're eating dinner as a family, and we're just doing certain things. I make a point of scheduling a regular date night with my husband so that I actually get to see him, because I think that it's important to spend time together as a couple, especially because being an entrepreneur can be so stressful and it can destroy a marriage because you're under stress about finances and time and everything else. So spending that time with your spouse is critical if you're going to have a marriage going forward. And it's a priority for me to make sure that I am spending that time with my family, with my husband. There are certain dates and times that are absolutely sacred to our family. When I am in town, Saturday night for dinner is pretty much a do not touch zone. We always go out together as a family, and we have a couple of different restaurants that we tend to frequent. And we make sure that we're going out and doing those things. I'm not saying that I'm not perhaps working after dinner until I go to bed, but I do definitely schedule blocks of time that I'm with my family. Sleep is a requirement. It's one of the things that I harp on quite a bit on Facebook in my group and elsewhere, is that you absolutely have to get enough sleep, and you have to know how much is enough sleep for your own body. For instance, I do very well with 7 or 9 hours of sleep. 8 hours is kind of a really rough number for me. So I make a point of making sure that I'm in bed by a certain time so that I can actually get the recommended amount of sleep for my body, so that I don't wake up sluggish and tired and drained the next day and I'm trying to work through feeling that horribly sluggish and drained. As far as exercise goes, I make a point of scheduling it, just like everything else. I recently started taking Taekwondo with my children, with my older children, and I attend class with them. I don't make it through the entire class, but the instructor is good with that. So I go, I get a good 45 to 50 minutes of exercise and stretching in and moving. And I do that 2 or 3 times a week. So it's really nice to get that exercise in as well. When I was at Duke, I actually had a personal trainer who would show up on my doorstep twice a week at 7 o'clock in the morning so that I would get in a good hour workout twice a week and at least be maintaining some physical fitness and some functional fitness while I was going through the whole MBA thing at Duke. So I really do live or die by my schedule. And my day planner looks like a disaster. If you look at any given day, most days are completely filled from beginning to end. But I think it's important to make sure that all of your tasks and all of your things that absolutely have to get done are scheduled into your calendar so that everything is allotted the time that it needs to do to get done.
Wow, love those tips. And yes, I'm a big fan of scheduling everything. Yeah, you really have to incorporate this in your day. Schedule everything, and not just your business, but personal as well. Your kids' event, your date nights, your workouts, everything. Really, it's really helpful. It's, but, because based on my experience too, I mean, it's really helpful when I have those on my calendar, because I know, okay, it really helps me structure my day, and it really helps me not neglect other areas that are important to me. So I usually sit down at the end of the week to plan my week. And of course, giving some room for flexibility in case something's happened, but at least you have that structure of your day, especially when you have children. It's so important to make time for them as well. And love what you said about going or doing physical activities or exercise with your children. So going for your Taekwondo, for example, that is so brilliant idea. So for our moms out there, if you have kids that are doing outside activities or physical activities, join them. And not just going to be, it's like you're bonding with them at the same time you're getting your physical workout. Wow, that is brilliant idea. So great tips here that Haley just shared with us. And yes, sleep is very important. It's non-negotiable. Really, I can attest to this. I'm really horrible when I don't get enough sleep. And I know it because my focus, my productivity, oh, I'm so moody when I don't get my sleep. So something that I know I'm probably most often is the last thing that we make time for, the first thing that we cut back on. But it's really counterintuitive. You really have to get that enough sleep because it will help you with your focus, with your health, not just that, with your productivity and your mood as well. So these tips that Haley just shared with us, let's start incorporating them and see how it fits into our life in terms of this work-life balance. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful financially? Yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you? And what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I think that obviously there are the financial benchmarks. Those are the easiest, lowest hanging fruit. But to me, a lot of it is happiness and living my life as I choose. For me, I choose to support my children in their sports and in their activities extensively. So my younger daughter, that means supporting her in gymnastics and in competing in martial arts at an international level. So that means that we travel quite a bit. So I actually have to schedule all of that travel into my personal schedule and factor in and figure out what my deliverables look like and how the rest of my work looks like while balancing the need to go to Miami for 4 days last weekend. So it's really that being able to choose and getting to really decide on the mode that I'm going to live in and how much I'm going to travel, where I'm going to go, and getting to do the things that are the most important to me. And making sure that the things that are most important to me happen, whether it is going and getting my hair done by my favorite hairdresser or going and getting a manicure and a pedicure or a massage or even just getting some extra sleep. To me, some days being successful just means that I actually just got to take a nap. And I didn't have any kids home, and I got to spend a couple hours and go take a nice long nap. And I wake up and I feel so refreshed, and that helps my mindset tremendously. And it's funny how those little things like being able to get some rest, being able to take an extra long shower or a long, hot, luxurious bath and soak really do, to me, affect that feeling of success. It's not always the material things that matter the most. Sometimes it's the little tiny touches.
I love those. I was like smiling with every word that you said, because those little things are really the most that really makes us happy. I mean, it doesn't have to be big wins. I mean, being able to have that option, that choice, that freedom to do what it is that you want to do, living your life as you choose, happiness, being happy with what you do with your life. Oh, those small things that you can do as a result of the freedom that you get from having your business. Oh, beautiful. Love that perspective you have. All right, now I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Sure. I think that getting a really good support team on your side early in the business process is critical. So that means a friend you can talk to when everything goes to hell in a handbasket. I think that having a really good accountant, a phenomenal attorney, a good banker, perhaps a good business coach, and a good insurance agent who can help you get insurance for your business, those things are important. Being able to get access to money, to legal advice, to managing your money so that you don't get audited by the IRS, those are critical things. So you have to have your support team around you. And my number one piece of advice to people is just get your support team because you're going to need it. My second piece of advice is to really focus on putting yourself out there. Whether that means carrying your business cards and handing them out to everybody and telling every single person until you're completely blue in the face what it is that you do, or posting in lots and lots of groups on Facebook and educating and sharing your message. And I'm not talking about going, hey, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. Hey, look, I'm a realtor, buy from me. But I'm really talking about building genuine relationships with as many people as possible and really putting yourself out there. The more you put yourself out there, the more you're going to be able to build your business. And you have to show up consistently, early, often, and regularly, whether it's in Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups or Pinterest, or whether you're going to networking meetings and scheduling one-on-ones with people, just putting yourself out there. And starting to build those one-on-one relationships with people. I think that my third piece of advice that I wish I had done sooner in all of my businesses is to take people out for a coffee. Go meet somebody for a lunch. Hop on the phone with somebody just to help them. I'm not saying asking for business every single time that you get on there. And you're talking to somebody. No, actually go out and build relationships with people, because it's those people that are going to turn into your raving fans, and those will refer other clients to you. And it's that building that foundation and those relationships, both online and offline, that will be critical to building your business. So I think that really focusing on how you can help as many people around you will be phenomenal for building your business.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. Let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to have a great support team early on. This is so important, especially for you, our listeners, who are just starting out. Build your team, your support team, early as possible to avoid any, and it really helps you in being able to reach out for people that you need as you build your business. Second one is to focus on putting yourself out there. I know this is an area that it is our main task for our business, to really put ourselves out there and our message, so that we can reach the people that we want to reach. We can serve more people for what we are putting out there. So really important to constantly put yourself out there, connect with other people, especially with your prospective clients that you know you want to serve. And with the technology that we have nowadays, we can reach them easily both online and offline. Love what you said about building a relationship by, for example, taking people out for a coffee and then really asking them how you can support them. It's really all about supporting each other and building that relationships, going for networking events, for example, or going for focused groups or on forums or on Facebook groups, for example. Go out there and share what you do and be service to other people who are in need of your services and how, and find out how you can help them or how you can serve them with your products or services. So great tips here that Haley just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not on the list, Haley, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
The one woman I admire the most and why. I'm going to take a step back and say, I actually admire my younger daughter the most. And the reason I say that is because she has taught me so much in life, because she's taught me to not ask for permission, to ask for forgiveness. I've always known that instinctively, but it's amazing how much more you can accomplish when you don't ask for permission before proceeding. If you proceed until apprehended, the results can be absolutely extraordinary. I enjoy seeing how she sets goals for herself. Her lifetime goal to date results to date are 17,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. The first year she said she was going to do 500, and I was like, oh, don't be ridiculous. Nobody does that. Well, she beat it. She showed me. And that drive and that discipline is absolutely phenomenal. And I've seen it over and over again, how she sets out to light the world on fire and succeeds more often than not. And that's been truly inspirational to me, a bit humbling, and it's taught me a lot of really great lessons.
Yeah, and makes you being proud as a mom. I mean, what an inspiration your daughter. So to your daughter for not just being an inspiration to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women, we salute her. Lastly, Haley, share our listeners the one big benefit that our listeners can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Sure. They can email me at haley@leadershipgirl.com. They can give me a call. I'm at 1-919-630-2146. They can, of course, find me on my website at leadershipgirl.com. And I'm generally out there available. I do business coaching, and I love to meet people where they're at, figure out what works for them, because what works for one person or what works for everybody else may not work for you. So figuring out the solutions and the strategies that really work for you as a person as an individual, so that you can meet your own best personal success.
All right, so that's www.leadershipgirl.com, or you can email Haley at haley@leadershipgirl.com or call him at 919-630-2146. I'll make sure to have this on the show notes. Highly encourage you to go there now, and if her products and service resonate with you, I know this is an area that Haley can help us in building our business with business coaching and things like that. Highly encourage you to go there now and check it out at leadershipgirl.com, www.leadershipgirl.com. At least be on her newsletter so you can be updated on what she's putting out there. Again, that link is www.leadershipgirl.com. Haley, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite, today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.